Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be.
Great day, everybody. Welcome back to the Farmer's Market Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Holt. This podcast is your go-to source for fresh, local finds and community-driven events. If you're in the upstate in South Carolina this week, you're going to be in for a treat because February 22nd and 23rd, you're going to have plenty to go to and to see. There are plenty of farmers markets and artisan gatherings and happenings across the region. So let's dive right into where you can shop local and support small businesses. So Saturday, February 22nd, first up, the Frosty Farmer Winter Market. We have talked about this market. It's at McAllister Square in Greenville. From 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, you can browse more than 100 local vendors offering fresh produce, goods, and handcrafted items. It's an indoor market, so no need to worry about the chilly weather. Just come ready to shop and support local businesses. Now, if you're looking for a full-day shopping experience, you'll want to head over to the Small Vendor Saturday at the Greenville State Farmers Market on Rutherford Road. This market runs from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock and features a wide variety of vendors showcasing everything from fresh food to unique crafts. So if you're in for the big one, those interested in the home and garden motif, you're not going to be let down by going to the Southern Home and Garden Show at the Greenville Convention Center. It is open both days, Saturday and Sunday from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It's the perfect event for discovering some local artists, craft people, and specialty food vendors, while also getting some of those cool ideas for your home and outdoor spaces. Now, Sunday, remember that Southern Home and Garden Show is still happening at the Greenville Convention Center, but if you want to cozy up for a Sunday afternoon market experience, you could visit the Winter Market in Welford, South Carolina from 12 until 4 p.m. Come rain or shine, you'll find a mix of local vendors, crafts, and seasonal goods to enjoy. So why should you visit these markets? Well, let me tell you. Farmers markets aren't just about the food. They're about community. They're about local, 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 and fresh. Whether you're stocking up for those ingredients, those fresh ingredients that you love, or picking out unique handmade items, or just enjoying the atmosphere, these events are a great way to support small businesses and local artisans. So mark your calendars, grab a friend, even if they don't want to go outside, and make a plan to explore these fantastic markets this weekend. For more details and updates, you can visit thefarmersmarketpodcast.com. And be sure to subscribe for weekly highlights on local markets near you. Now, stay tuned. We've got a lot in store for you today. We've got seven garden tips. Well, it's the garden tip of the week, but it's seven things you should be thinking about this mid-February for your garden. And then, of course, I've got to mention, we've got a special way that you can preserve your family recipes for generations to come. So stick around. I'll see you after the break. Here's your garden tip of the week. I actually have seven things you can do that I have tried to do every season I have planted in February. Now, I didn't used to do this, but now I'm realizing that I probably should. So I start earlier and earlier every year. And these are seven gardening tips for mid-February that I think everybody can really, really use. And they're really simple if you think about it. So number one, prepare your soil. I know. The ground may be frozen. Today it's not, even though it had some snow on it. But if it is workable and you can mix some things in your soil like compost or manure or some organic matter to enrich it, now's a good time to do it. So number one, prepare your soil. Number two, start seeds indoors. I didn't know anything about this about 7-8 years ago. And I didn't even think about doing it, but February is really a good time to start some cool season crops like lettuce, kale, spinach, and broccoli. I actually planted some spinach yesterday. So if you're thinking about summer crops like tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants, you could get your seed trays ready now and maybe possibly put them under grow lights or in a sunny window. So when you're ready to transplant them later, they're going to be hardier. They're going to be stronger. So number two, start seeds indoors. Now, number three, prune fruit trees and berry bushes. Now, I just literally planted a few fruit trees and berry bushes this past year. So before spring kicks in, I'm going to make sure I'm going to prune the fruit trees and berry bushes to remove dead or weak branches. That's a little tricky sometimes. But this promotes better air circulation, and you get better growth when the weather warms up. So number three, prune fruit trees and berry bushes. Number four, if you haven't already done this, plan and order your seeds. This is really the last call to order your seeds for spring planting. Check your local extension seed catalogs for the varieties that do well in this region. I've kind of mentioned a few. Consider some heirloom varieties, maybe. So number four, plan and order your seeds. Number five, think about the pollinators. Now's a good time to really start planning how you're going to attract the bees, the butterflies. You know, choose some early blooming flowers like crocus and snowdrops. Could provide some food sources for the bees just waking up from the winter. So think about the pollinators. Number six, sharpen and clean your tools. I am notorious for not doing number six. But this is a good time to get your garden tools in shape for the season. Sharpen pruners, clean off the rust, oil wooden handles. My son is meticulous when he's doing this, and I should probably take a play out of his playbook and do this. Number six, sharpen and clean your tools. Number seven, the last of the seven tips for mid-February, watch the weather and be ready to act. You know, it's funny. We get these little spikes in weather this time of year, like a late winter burst. But keep an eye on the forecast for sudden frost or warm spells. And if the temperatures rise early, you may be able to plant some hardy crops like onions and peas a little sooner than you expected. So those are the seven tips that, you know, for mid-February that you could probably take to the bank. Prepare your soil, number one. Number two, start seeds indoors. Three, prune fruit trees and berry bushes. Four, plan and order your seeds. It's the last call. Five, think about the pollinators. Six, sharpen and clean your tools. And seven, watch the weather and be ready to act. Keep an eye on your local conditions. Get your hands in some soil, even if it's a seed tray. And happy growing. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips next week. Stay rooted and stay growing. Welcome to this part of the podcast that we like to call Farm to Table, where we celebrate fresh local ingredients, home cooked meals, and traditions that bring us together. Today we're diving in to something special. It's preserving family recipes so that they're never lost. Now we all have that one legendary family dish that's passed down through generations, but sometimes, far too often, these recipes only exist in our memories, or they're fading on index cards tucked away in the kitchen cabinet. That's where OurRecipeTree.com comes in. It's a digital platform where you can store, share, and pass down recipes for future generations. That's a pretty amazing thing. OurRecipeTree.com. It's like social media sandwiched with social media. Did I say social media twice? It's like social media sandwiched with your family's recipe book pushed together and thrown up on the cloud. That's really what it's about. So how can you start your own recipe tree today? Visit thefarmersmarketpodcast.com and click on the link to OurRecipeTree.com. Add your family's recipes. You can upload photos. You can type them out. Even record videos. Now imagine that. You're flipping through and your children are flipping through and your great-grandchildren are flipping through ourrecipetree.com and they see your recipe with a video of you talking about where this recipe came from and telling how to make it. Preserve the stories, because recipes are more than ingredients. They're memories. I have a vivid memory of blackberry cobbler. I love blackberry cobbler. My grandma made blackberry cobbler. So invite your family and friends to contribute. Print a family cookbook, perfect for gifts and reunions. Why does this all matter? Because like I said, food is history, culture, and love passed down through generations. Saving recipes ensures that the flavors and the stories aren't lost. So think of a recipe that means the most to you and add it to ourrecipetree.com today by clicking the link on the farmersmarketpodcast.com website. I guarantee you, years down the line, when you have forgotten that recipe, you will be thankful that you remember to put it on ourrecipetree.com. That's it for this Farm to Table segment. Remember, every recipe tells a story. Let's make sure those stories live on. Subscribe, share, and start preserving your culinary legacy today. And that's a wrap, folks. We made it together through this episode of the Farmers Market Podcast in good spirits, a little humor, and lots of information. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Farmers Market Podcast. If you've enjoyed our segments, whether it was the market highlight of the week, that you had an itching to shop local, you're officially part of the freshest crew around. You can catch every episode at thefarmersmarketpodcast.com. It's like visiting a farmer's market without the early wake-up call or the accidental tumble of tomatoes. We're also hanging out on Facebook, where you can find us at facebook.com/farmersmarketpodcast. Follow us, share a comment, or drop a photo of your latest market haul. And hey, if you've got a farm, a market, or a great story to share, we'd love to have you on as a guest. Just visit our website, click Be a Guest, and let us know why you'd make the perfect addition to the podcast. And who knows, your story could inspire the next wave of local farmers and food lovers everywhere. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And remember, here on the Farmers Market Podcast, we keep it fresh, we keep it local. See you next time.
Strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. Learn about the farmers and the seeds they sow. The beekeeper's secrets and how gardens grow. Homesteading wisdom, tips galore. Every week, there's always more. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. The cluck of the chickens, the buzz of the bees. Fresh air and sunshine, it's all you need. Connecting with the farmers, the crafters too. Every episode there's something new. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. So grab your basket and come along. Tune in each week for the freshest song. The Farmers Market Podcast, it's where you'll find stories of the